Hello, it's the 11th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. This morning, 40,000 junior doctors begin their four-day strike across Bedfordshire and the rest of the country. The protest, related to an increase in pay, is expected to cause large-scale turmoil across the NHS. An estimated 250,000 appointments and medical procedures throughout the UK could be affected. Chief Medical Director and Dr. Sarah Whiteman of the NHS Regional Care Board said, "For them not to be there is really concerning. We would really encourage people to only use accident and emergency if it's a life-threatening or an emergency situation." Bedfordshire Police's Chief Constable Trevor Roddenhurst believes there is nothing to worry about regarding the cybersecurity risk posed by surveillance equipment made in China. He said, "In relation to the Chinese technology, we have done an audit and we don't have a concern in relation to a security risk." As many as 1,500 individuals attended the iftar event held last Thursday at the Bedford Corn Exchange. During Ramadan, iftar occurs following sunset, when adherents to the Islamic faith join each other to end their daily fast. Thursday's celebration was open to all members of the public, including Yasmin Mohammed, who said, "I'm impressed at how communities across faiths and cultural divides support each other. Bedford is a great example of a town which is so multicultured yet so united." The Red Lion Hotel in Luton has reopened following a £360,000 renovation lasting almost a month. The Castle Street establishment, which also houses a pub, received new lighting, flooring and furniture. That's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.